If Le Bon Dieu had intended man to fly, he would have provided him with a stronger stomach. There are two things in life that never fail to fill me with horror. The first is sitting down in a dentist's chair, and the second is waiting for the moment when the aeroplane takes off.
Please make sure that your seatbelts are fastened, ladies and gentlemen. We shall be taking off for Croydon very shortly.
I had not even had the time to compose myself for the coming ordeal. Shortly after taking my seat, I had been obliged, par politesse, to give it up.
Venetia, my dear, I had no idea you would be on this plane. How perfectly delightful to see you. Why don't we sit together? Oh, monsieur, I didn't mean that you should move. How very kind of you.
I moved to a seat further back in the plane. And no sooner had I sat down than the engines began to roar and we moved on the runway. I tried to distract myself by studying the faces of my fellow passengers. What were they thinking? The pretty girl in the corner seat on the other side of the gangway, for instance.
So it's all over. 1 week living on the Riviera with all the really smart people. And all because of the Irish sweepstake. And now it's back to giving disgusting old women permanent waves.
But why is she trying so hard not to look at the handsome young man sitting opposite her? She is very much aware of him, and he of her.
She's pretending not to let on, but she remembers me all right. That evening in the casino when she lost her last stake on number 6, and I pretended that my winnings on number 5 were hers. I did that rather well.
And the woman to whom I was obliged to give up my seat, she has scarcely said a word to her friend. Oh, mon Dieu, she is going to light a cigarette.
Excuse me, madam. No smoking on board.
Oh, hell.
Sorry, madam.
Send my maid to me, will you? She's in the forward compartment.
Yes, madam.
She is decidedly nervous, that one. And I do not think it is the flying that frightens her.
Your dressing case, my lady.
Thank you, Madeline. Can you find my nail file?
Oh, certainly. Here it is, my lady.
Yes. You may go back now.
The channel below gleamed in the sunlight. I had taken a mild sedative to steady my stomach, and it was beginning to take effect. I was growing very drowsy. The two Frenchmen sitting behind me seemed to be arguing about prehistoric pottery.